Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, with us today, we have my friend, my teammate, somebody that's very, very special to me and that I actually got a chance to do some special thing with, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And Cap, for the rest of this segment, I'm going to call you Cap because that's how I know you. How you doing, sir?
It's all good, Coop. How you feeling, man?
I am doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hopefully everybody in your family being safe with this COVID-19 that's going on. Everybody safe?
Everybody's safe. Everybody's well. Thank goodness. My two oldest boys are on the front line. You know, one's an administrator and the other one is a doctor. And they're out there fighting this thing. I'm really proud of them. And, of course, I'm concerned.
Okay. But they are safe, yes.
They're safe. No, they're safe and so far healthy and doing a great job.
Good, good, good. Same thing here, Cap. Cap, I want you to have fun with me today, and I know you're going to do that. But the first thing I'd like to say is pay homage to you because, again, one of the things growing up here in Pasadena, California, I had an opportunity to get drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'm going to say something that I've never told anybody before. I'm telling you, I remember, and you remember when Loyola Marymount had that old gym over there before they refurbished the new one that they have now.
Absolutely, yeah.
I walked into the gym in 1979, and I saw you down at the other end shooting some sky hooks. And Cap, I almost pissed my pants, man, because I was walking into legendary status and seeing you at UCLA and the things you had done with the Lakers. I was very honored to be there. So I just want to tell you that. I haven't told anybody else, but, you know, I should have put my Depends on, but you really scared the shit out of me over there. So,
well, listen,
anyway.
You showed us in your rookie year your value and your heart and your commitment to the team, man. And that was 100% every year that you played. And I want to thank you. I remember I was out there trying to guard Darryl Dawkins. He was a skinny guy flying over my shoulder. You know, it's number 21. Oh, my goodness. Thanks, Coop. So that goes back at you, man.
Thank you, Cap. Let's start this off by what was your thoughts when they brought in Coach McKinley from Portland? They started assembling the team. Obviously, they brought in Magic Johnson, a gentleman to you over your left shoulder. What were your thoughts that 1980 season when we were getting ready to go into that season? What were your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, I was looking forward to, shaking things up because Magic had such unique talents, you know, with his to be a 6'9 guard. He's a great rebounder and a great assist man, you know, a point forward kind of guard, you know, it's amazing. You know, now we got, Antetokounmpo doing the same type of thing, but, Magic really was the first one at that size that could handle that.
Were you excited about him? Because I know before the season before he came, you had Norm Nixon, some of the people pictured in the screen behind you, Jamal Wilkes. I think you guys had a formidable trio, and now you add all these new pieces myself, but Magic was the major piece. Did you really think he was going to turn out to be the type of player he became?
Well, he'd already delivered the NC2A tournament outstanding player, and he earned that. So I knew he could he was going to contribute. I didn't know what he was going to contribute, but I expected good things from him. And, as we all found out, he didn't let us down.
Hey, special person. Cap, one other thing, I want to take you down memory lane a little bit. What was it like playing for a legendary coach, John Wooden, at UCLA?
Hey, this is Michael Cooper. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, info for all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, National Basketball, National Hockey League, and all your UFC MMA action. Real-time updates, odds, and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline, your laptop or mobile device, and take advantage of the 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Don't sit on the sideline anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code CLNS50 to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
What was it like playing for a legendary coach, John Wooden, at UCLA?
I think it was something that I took for granted, you know, because I had so much success while I was in high school, you know. So, you know, I just took it for granted that, you know, I would go and play for a great college program. But it was very unique. Coach Wooden was a unique guy in that sense. He understood the game, and he understood how to influence young men in a positive way. I really appreciated my college experience. I graduated. I had enough credits to get my degree, and I learned a whole lot about the game. Had just a really positive set of options in front of me to choose from.
You know, with us on our podcast, Showtime with Coop, is Ari. My man Ari is here. He's going to ask you a couple of questions. But my last question for you, Cap, would be, so Coach Wooden touch you in that kind of way as far as an athlete. Did he touch you in your personal life, just to add to a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I got to talk to Coach about stuff that had nothing to do with basketball. You know, he was an English teacher. Mm-hmm. You know, I was an English major for a number of years at UCLA. So, you know, we had stuff to talk about that had nothing to do with the game. It was refreshing. It took the pressure off and, you know, enabled me to have a really good college experience. You know, I enjoyed my classes. I wanted to get my degree. It was all possible.
Kareem, I kind of wanted to extend what your teammate Coop was saying on the Magic thing, because – I mean, I've been able to cover championship NBA teams before, and the we talk about skill and ability, but the ability to defer one's ego for the betterment of that team, and if we're talking about the coach, the best player, just on the line, I think, you know, that to me is maybe the critical point of Magic joining this team. It was, you know, you guys had the willingness to defer your ego for the betterment of what needed to be done. Was there, I don't know if concern, but did you know right away that this guy was the real deal because of that?
Well, you know, here's how it's really easy to figure it out, because Magic saw his job as to get, he saw his purpose was to allow us to score and facilitate that. He wanted us to shine, because if we shone, he shone, you know, so it went back and forth. You know, Magic at 6'9", had a hard time guarding little quick guards. You know, we had him playing the point. So we had to help him on that issue, but it never ended up being a problem. And, you know, we just made the adjustments we needed to make to complement each other, and we just took it from there.
You know what? Just to jump on that, Ari, for a second, is that Magic, as Cap said, wasn't a very good individual defensive player, but he was probably one of the greatest double teamers that we've had in basketball, being of his size, like when we had to double certain people in the post, not that Cap needed it, but just to get the ball out of that individual player's hands. Magic was always there on point most of the time, and Cap was still, but he made everybody's job a little bit easier because of his ability to help everyone.
Yeah, and at 6'9", there was nobody that was going to, like, push him out of the way and, get rebounds. He was equal to that. You know, he could have played power forward if he wanted to, you know. But they put him out there at the point. It just gave us a whole lot more options.
With The Last Dance going on now, I'm curious, like, what would it look like for the 87-88 Lakers or even the 88-89 Lakers to have Cameron Cruz following them around all year like Jordan did in his last era with The Last Dance?
I think you'd see guys that liked each other's company. You know, when we go out on the road, we'd try and do something together. We went to a lot of movies and stuff. Magic often said, come on, let's go to the show. He'd take the whole team to the movies. You know, we'd do stuff together. And it really made for more of a family, you know. I see these guys as my brothers still now, you know, 30 years later. Those guys are my brothers, you know. We did something that will last a lifetime.
Now, Cap, speaking of brothers, there's one little incident I want to bring up. And I think it was 83, 84 season where it was your birthday. And we wanted to play a birthday joke on you, and we thought that you would be taking easy. And, you know, Cap used to come with a pair of jeans, and he wore a UCLA top, and he just came to the game so he could get, you know, play the game, get a shower, and get out of there. Well, we took it upon ourselves to wish him a happy birthday, and we cut up all his clothes this one particular time, cut his jeans up, so when Cap got out of the shower, got dressed, he didn't have any jeans. And we always laughed about it and stuff. But you know what, Cap? He systematically got all of us back. And I remember mine the most vivid is that you're the reason why I went prematurely bald, because on one trip, we were going on a trip and Cap put Nair on my hair. That was the last time I messed with Kareem. Cap, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, Michael, I enjoyed reading the newspaper, right? And I'm reading the newspaper, and my good friend Michael Cooper comes and smacks the paper out of my hand, tearing it down the middle. And I'm like, what was that all about? I had no idea, and I said, all right, you know, you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind.
Well, we ripped it. And I remember Mark Landsberger, you tied all his clothes in a knot, but those were some of the fun times.
Those were good times, Coop. You know, it was, I remember, you know, one time we had to circle around back a half hour later to pick you up from the airport.
Hi, this is Michael Cooper. Currently, with no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner, BetOnline, still has hundreds of events, games, and props to wager on, from their online casino to poker and blackjack, as they are bringing the Vegas to you. Missing the NFL? No problem. BetOnline has live daily Madden NFL 20 simulations you can wager on. If you're into entertaining betting, you can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices, and even the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Open 24 hours a day, all online. Visit the website or use your mobile device and join today to receive your new welcome bonus. Bet online, your online wagering solution.
Those were good times, Coop. You know, it was, I remember, you know, one time we had to circle around back a half hour later to pick you up from the airport. Because you got left at the airport. I won't get into that one.
That wasn't fun. It cost me a lot of money. But, Cap, just to take it off court a little bit, some of your interests. You know what? I've always been a big jazz fan. And when I got with the Lakers and had an opportunity to talk to you, you really opened up my world about jazz even more. My people were Miles Davis, John Coltrane, but you introduced me to Herbie Hancock, Cedar Walton, some of the other ones. I mean, right. I know your dad was a musician early. How did you get interested in jazz?
My dad played down at Minton's Playhouse in Harlem right after the war during the bebop era. And I grew up in that era, you know, and Dizzy Gillespie and Sarah Vaughan and, you know, John Coltrane, Miles, all those people, Charlie Parker, you know, all those people were just heroes of mine because of my dad. You know, he just, my dad worshiped them and I enjoyed the music. So it was it was part of me. It's still part of me. It's something that I'm so fortunate to have experienced all that joy and positive motivation that came from jazz. And I still enjoy it to this day. And it was great to share for me. I really had a great time at your house. You had Ernie Andrews come and sing.
Oh yeah,
wow, yeah, Ernie Andrews and. All right, we were like, geez, you know, Coop's living room was pretty big. We're going to need a mic. Ernie did not need a mic. Ernie filled up the whole house. He blew me away, man. Thank you, Cooper. That was a great experience for me.
I'll never forget
that.
My pleasure. Cat, one of the things that I think I have to touch on just a little bit is the fact that, you know, as basketball players, we have a tendency to take our fans for granted at times throughout our career. Yeah. And sometimes people adore them, sometimes they hate them. But I think the situation that happened to you, and I bring this up only in a positive sense, is when that unfortunate fire that you had at your house and your whole jazz collection got destroyed in that fire, among other things. You had so many fans that came out, and that really touched me to hear that came out and helped you replace a lot of irreplaceable stuff in your jazz collection. You want to talk a little bit about that?
It was awesome, Coop, because my vinyl collection, you know, my albums, was like a big blob in my front yard. That's what happened to it. You know, the house burned down to the foundation. And a radio station gave me their jazz collection and different fans that in various towns where we'd go to play, they'd be at the bus, saying, hey, you probably like this. It was wonderful to be lifted up like that by the jazz fans across the country that knew that I was a jazz fan.
Cap, winning championships, that's what you're about. Now, you know, obviously getting to the Lakers. Of all your championships, the six that you have, which one to you is the most enjoyable one?
Hey, Coop, 1985. That was our year. You know, we finally beat the Celtics. The Lakers-Celtic thing was dead now because we went up there and whipped them in Boston Garden. We're the only team to win a world championship in Boston Garden other than the Boston Celtics. And they got to live with that forever. That's awesome, man. That made my career. it was that good to me, you know. I enjoyed 1985. I'm still enjoying it.
Cat, you know what? You're absolutely right, but you used the wrong word. We kicked their ass, okay? We're going to go ahead and put it out there like that.
Six games. And they were lucky that they got out of the forum with a win, you know? So, that's it, man. And what's his name's song? You know, I Love L.A.? Come on. Man.
Oh yeah, that was it.
It all dovetailed. Everything just fit together so nice that year. You know, we started using that as our theme song, and we went on there and kicked that ass up there in Boston. Just outstanding.
Thinking about that early, let's say from 80 to 84. What were some of the things that you remember? They don't have to be a specific year, but some things that happened to you along the way. What was probably one of the funniest things that happened to you through those years?
Some of the back and forth between the guys on the team after McAdoo got on the team, the rivalry between him and Norm Nixon, that was hilarious. And then Bob got married, and we were all shocked that Bob married somebody really close to home. I won't get into that, but we were able to ride him for the longest time, and just because of all the stuff he's be talking all that macho stuff, and then when you see the reality of it, we're like, what?
Oh, we remember Bobby Nine.
Bobby Nine. Yes,
Bobby Nine. Talk too much about that. But Cap, 1988, we win the championship again, and we're going into that season 1989. I remember going to the Palace, and we had beat Detroit. The next year, we're going back to beat them. Pat Riley was wearing us out at practice, man. It was ugly. Yeah. But we get there to the final game. Everything's all set up for us to win it again. We're at practice. Ball goes up. Byron Scott ruptures his ham. And we're like, okay, this is my thoughts, okay? And I'm like, okay, we can still overcome this. We start the game. First play of the game, Magic goes down, rupture his ham. What were your thoughts then, Cap? Because I remember mine.
My thoughts were, hey, I might as well call a cab, you know, to the airport because, you know, it's over, you know. I was really disappointed that we couldn't go into the finals with our best team. You know, I thought we could have beat them if we could have fielded our best team. But, you know, we got swept, Coop, and there's nothing we could do about it. You know, we didn't have all of our guys weren't healthy, and that's part of the game. You know, I can live with that, though. You know, yeah. I had too many great years to complain about, you know, the luck that we had. Because we had a lot of good luck. So, you know, we got to have some bad luck sometimes.
Yeah, and that was definitely bad. Because I'm like you, Cap. I do believe we were going to kill them. If you remember real quickly, is that every game getting swept, we were ahead at halftime. They just had more than we did going down the stretch. But like you said, you got to have some luck. Moving on, Cap, going to your last year, okay? And then they had the farewell tour. What was your thoughts about that, going around to each stadium? And here are all these people that were booing you and saying we were no good and this and that. And finally, everybody's paying tribute to one of the greatest players that ever played this game.
It was nice to be acknowledged, you know, around the league like that. You know, it was draining in a lot of ways, you know, because I had to go out there and, you know, be genuine. And, you know, that'll take something out of me. But, you know, I have to give back to the game and the fans that just made my life so great, you know. And, you know, I've tried to balance that out. Because for a long time, all I wanted to do was concentrate on, you know, being ready to play. And sometimes I didn't give the fans the attention that I should have. You know, I've tried to make up for that since I retired.
Yeah. Well, that was hard for us too, Cap, because we were losing you, and we knew every game we were getting closer to the end. And as you went around, people were showing you gifts, showering you with gifts. But I like to say the one gift that you got that I was very, very jealous of you getting was in Milwaukee when they got you that Harley. That was something that was nice. And I didn't even ride motorcycles, so that was a very nice gift.
Yeah, it was. You know, then Harley Davidson is a big supporter of the Bucks now. Yeah, they always have been.
That's good. Cap, the one thing I'd like to say toward the end of all this and then moving forward is that thank you for so much that you've done for the world. I think you being a literary person, writing the children's book, what got you active and involved into that?
Well, you know, I like I said, I was a history major and an English major at various times at UCLA, and I always had a thing about literature. I've enjoyed it. I always had a secret desire to write. And when I got into my retirement and realized, you know, you have to do something creative and positive with your life. You can't just stop living, you know. And writing has always been something I wanted to pursue, and I've been able to do well at it. So I'm just very thankful for those opportunities. You know, I've got people that are interested. I've done a piece on History Channel that has really let people know that, you know, me, the historian, can I got the chops to do stuff like that is meaningful. So it's been great, and I've enjoyed it so much.
Real good. You're listening to Showtime with Coop, and I got my special guest, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Cap, a couple more questions. One is your relationship with Wilt Chamberlain.
Well, let's see. I met Wilt when I was getting ready to start high school. I was going into the ninth grade that summer, between eighth and ninth grade. And I met Wilt in Harlem. He was playing in the Rucker Tournament. And got to see him play. and got to know him. While I was in high school, I hung out with him once or twice and really had a really inside view of what the life of a professional athlete was all about, you know, someone like Rook. So I think that really helped me not make certain bad choices when I got a chance to be a professional athlete. You know, I could contrast what was happening to me and the opportunities I had with what I saw Wilt do. You know, I'm real happy with the way things turned out.
Cap, you know, we had an unfortunate loss in the Laker family in Kobe Bryant. What would you like to say about Kobe?
You know, Kobe was an incredible athlete and parent. You know, he really set an example in both areas that be hard to emulate. You know, he really was a leader and a first-rate player. And, I really, you know, just for the 6 years, you know, I coached the team during Kobe's last two championships. So, you know, I got to see him up close. An incredible work ethic and an incredible athlete. And as a human being, again, only on the highest level. That's who he was.
Cap, being senior citizens now, and that's what we are. You just had a birthday. Happy birthday, as well as myself. What are some of the things that make you laugh now? Because you don't, we don't have basketball or anything like that.
Oh, geez. Just like sometimes I'll go past the court and people will ask me, oh, take a shot, you know. I can't even reach the hoop, man. You know, it's like, did I ever do that? But, you know, it's nice to be part of people's positive memories. You know, the fact that we got to win so many championships and you know, people supported us like that, and they still feel great about us, you know. And, you know, the things that we did to earn that, we can't do anymore, but they still are thankful for what we did. That's awesome, you know.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. I'm so glad I'm still living here in Southern California and get to be around all people that supported us, their families. You know, it's generational here. It's really awesome.
Kareem, you know, you're not just known as bringing joy to people through basketball, though. That's what's amazing about you is, I mean, you're a tremendous writer. You're still writing for The Hollywood Reporter. I mean, I remember you wrote a great article and have written a series of articles on The Real Housewives, which was like profound to me. I mean, you're an actor. You have worked with and were friends with Bruce Lee and were in a movie with him that never got released. And you were a villain and you were an airplane. So do you get satisfaction out of hearing from people that you bring them so much joy in so many ways, not just through basketball?
Oh yeah. It's wonderful. You know, the teacher I had in seventh and eighth grade is still alive.
Wow.
She's read my books. And so, you know, it's amazing how many people whose lives you can touch in so many ways. It's incredible to have had this experience. And I'm so thankful for it.
Do any of those modes of art give you more satisfaction than others, or is there equal satisfaction personally for you in any of those forms of art?
You really feel good if you write a book that people read. It's like having a baby, right? So you have a child, and all of a sudden everybody's interested in your child. That's incredible, you know. So I've had that happen a couple of times, and like I said, I'm very thankful that I've been able to have some success as an author. You know, I wasn't planning on that, and it's a wonderful experience.
Hey Cap, right now on Showtime with Coop, I have this thing called a lightning round. I'm gonna give you a name and just say something about that person, okay?
Okay.
Herbie Hancock.
Awesome piano player and inspirational in everything that he's done. I've enjoyed all of it. Every time he comes out with something new, I'm right there to check it out.
All right. Bill Russell.
Was even though I didn't know Bill very well, he was like a mentor to me while I was in high school. I'm glad I got a chance to watch him play and learn from him, you know, about social activism. He was awesome in that sense. Bill introduced me to Jackie Robinson. He really showed all of us how to deal with confronting the situations that we have to deal with as Black Americans, not to deal with it with anger, but to, you know, methodically go about trying to make lives better. Bill was awesome in that way.
Jamal Wilkes.
The Silky Man. The guy that you want to have out there shooting those long-range jumpers. He was right there for us and helped us win a couple of championships. And I always appreciate that.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama will be an inspiration for Americans of all stripes, but especially for Black Americans. He has shown our nation what our best qualities are. And, you know, I thank him for that.
Langston Hughes.
Langston Hughes, the voice of the Harlem Renaissance, you know, a poet and social activist. He really helped give the civil rights movement a voice.
Last but not least, Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, our arch enemy, and great athlete and leader of the Celtics. And as much as I enjoyed beating the Celtics, I got that much respect for Larry. He was a class act.
Cap, you know what? It's been a joy, and I really do want to thank you for carving out a little bit of your time to spend with on Showtime with Coop. Any lasting words you have to say?
Hey, Coopaloop, man, we got to set up the law, you know, one more time.
I'm loving your green screen back there, Cap. You talk about going back to school. We went back to school with Coach Westhead, and he took us all the way back.
Woo. Hey, but we came out of it with some jewelry, Coop, so we can't
That's play. Right. That's right.
There it is.
Cap, thank you so much, man. I appreciate this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And hopefully in the future, we can have you on again.
Absolutely, and good luck with the show, Coop.
Thank you so much. Okay. Deborah, how are you? You're on Showtime with Coop.
Hey,
Deborah Morales is
on your new show.
Matt Kareem's manager. Deborah, what's it like juggling his schedule? I know, you know, now that he's retired and there's a lot of things, as we saw, there's a lot of parts and pieces to Kareem. What's it like juggling his schedule?
Normally, it's super crazy because I have to you have to multitask. If you don't know how to multitask, just forget it, because you're dealing with personal things as well as business, multiple things, and people asking for charitable things all at the same time. But I have a story for you. So we get a call from Hillary Clinton and or from Magic, excuse me. And he's like, we're going to go downtown and we're going to go help Bill and Hillary rally support for the people downtown. So the Clinton showed up and Kareem and Magic showed up. But the same day that that happened, I got a call from Carlos Santana.
Uh-huh.
And Carlos Santana wanted Kareem to come over to the arena and come hang out. And I was like, oh my God, Kareem, what do we do? Help the Clintons or do we go to Santana? I didn't know, you know, which one. I have to make choices like that all the time. So a lot of people get disappointed when you're having to juggle so many things that are important all the time.
Can you tell us which one you chose?
Well, I did that day. I did the Clintons because it was more important.
All right. And I guess that covers my second question is, what's the oddest request that you guys have ever had? That you've had for him?
Do you remember the oddest request? I think I was with you at Costco one time and we were eating a hot dog and somebody, and you didn't finish it. Somebody asked if they could have that because they wanted to have this hot dog. I think that was pretty weird. That was way far out there. They didn't want me to throw it away. They didn't want to eat it. They wanted to save it because Kareem had touched it.
My, the things people ask
me.
Can
you beat that one, Mike, for yourself?
No, I have not had it. That's a unique one there. No, I'm not as famous as Kareem.
Wait, do they keep it?
I get a lot of weird requests for things. If Kareem walks in, like, you know, people believe all that glitters is gold. So if he touches something, that they just want it. Even if it's like a bad signature on a piece of memorabilia and it doesn't come out nice, or it's a wrong name, they like it. They like it even more.
That's it. Deborah, what's the farthest place that you guys have ever had to travel for a request? The furthest place?
With Dubai or Turkey? Which one's further?
Dubai.
Dubai. We travel all over the place.
I know, but he just went to speak, and they asked for him to come speak.
United Arab Emirates, where we did a campaign for the London College of Diabetes. But we go, we've been all over the world. We've been to Malaysia, we've been to China, Japan. We have been to Turkey. We've been to Dubai, Abu Dhabi.
That's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the Showtime with Coop podcast. A reminder to hit that subscribe button here on Showtime with Coop if you have not already. And please give us a rating. It helps other people find the podcast as well. I'm Ari Temkin. You can follow me on Twitter at Ari Sports. Michael Cooper, who you can follow on Twitter at Showtime Cooper. This has been Showtime with Coop on CLNS Media, powered by betonline.ag.